ago. I forgot to introduce myself. It dawned on me later. I just assume everybody knows who I am, right? No, I should not. I'm Betty Chapman. I've been a prayer leader here since 1998. And never planned to be a prayer leader for 21 years. But, you know, it was the Lord's plan for me because he told me, no, you're not quitting. You're going. You're going. We're going on. I did try to talk to him a few times about, you know, maybe, Lord, I need to be, you know, maybe I need a break from this. And he would not discuss it. Have you ever had those things that the Lord just will not discuss with you? He's not talking about that to you. He's just not going to talk to you about it. So I said, okay, well, we'll just go on then and believe the Lord. And I'm so glad I did because it so has helped me and blessed my life in so many ways. I've learned so much. I realized when I started out, I knew nothing. And I'd been here about 3 years. And the first time I was supposed to lead my prayer group, which is the Israel group, as I was getting dressed and ready to come, I had this horrible, terrible realization. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to do. I have no idea how to do this. I can't do it. I'm calling Annie right now. Annie Benhoff was our prayer leader director at that time. I'm calling her right now. You have get yourself somebody else because I do not have a clue how to do this, and I'm not doing it. And the Lord said, only the Holy Spirit knows how to lead a prayer group, and he will help you. And I said, oh, thank God. You know, thank God. So I came on, and it's been a journey, and it's been a very blessed journey, and I've learned so much from it. I told Pastor Terry one time, I said, if you'd have known how ignorant I was when I started, you wouldn't have let me do it. If you'd known how little I knew, you would have said, no, you can't do this. And she said, well, you know, we all are learning. We are learning. And that's right. So today, I want to start with 2 Chronicles chapter 20. If you would turn there. Because there's so much to know about this today. Here. And Iva has been talking to us about the spirit of prayer and the spirit of prophecy working together to accomplish the will of God and how the importance of prophetic praying and all those things. And one of the references she's used for that is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. So I believe I was led today to go back to that and kind of touch on that. And if you have been in prayer leaders meeting since November, I think November the 8th, and then the 15th or 17th, whatever, not November 8th, November 10th, and then 17th, which was last Sunday, and then how she taught on those things really powerfully, really anointed, really awesome words. And I can't even begin to go over all of that. But just, I want to start with this, and the Lord, as I've studied this, the Lord has just shown me, and I've read this many times, I'm sure you have too, because this is a scripture we've heard quite a bit of preaching on from time to time. And as I've studied this, I've just seen so many marvelous things in it. And so what I want to kind of talk to you today, and what we're going to pray about here, is divine strategies for divine victories. Praise God. Because we live in a time where the ways of man will not do it. Even the higher ways of man will not do it. We live in a time where if we don't have the divine strategies, we're not going to have the victory. We're going to be whipped. If we don't have something moving forward in God, something that presses up beyond where we are in this natural realm, we're not going to see the victory because the enemy has so come against our nation in these days. And, you know, I'm 63 years old, and I've seen a lot of stuff. I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I've seen a lot of stuff in this nation. But I don't think I've seen anything quite like where we are now. And at the same time, we should not be surprised about that because the United States is the most powerful nation the world has ever seen in all of the world history. And we have preached the gospel all over the world. And we are a champion for Israel. And it should be no surprise that we are the target and Israel is the target of the enemy's attack, because we are one of the main things that holds him back in the realm of nations. And, you know, God speaks to nations. He deals with nations. He talks to nations. So we shouldn't be surprised about that. And yet at the same time, we've been such a blessed nation that we just kind of take it for granted, you know. Mm-hmm. The United States is the best place in the world to live.
Amen.
That's why everybody wants to come here.
Right.
Because it's the best.
It is.
And it's the best not because our founding fathers were perfect.
Amen.
They were not perfect.
Right.
But the principles are perfect.
Yes.
Because they are God's principles and they cannot fail.
Amen.
As long as we stay on them.
Yes.
I've been reading the biography of John Adams. It's taken me forever because it's 650 pages. And it's like big pages and little bitty words. But I'm determined to finish it. Because it gives such a view of, you know, he was the second president of the United States. It gives such a view of that time period that we don't really know in our common life, and you don't hear a whole lot about even in the teaching of history. It gives such a view of the times that those people lived in. And politics was nasty even then.
Huh.
The things that they wrote in newspapers about him were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and about, you know, his family and, you know, just, you know, everything. So it hasn't really changed that much in that regard. But yet, that's not really what we want to see. And, you know, in any situation that comes before us, before you personally, before us as the body of Christ, before EMIC, we don't just have to take it. I got something to say about that.
Yes, right.
You know what? I got something to say about this situation in this nation. I'm not just going to let it go to the devil. I got something to say. You've got something to say. And we need to say it. We need to say it. We need to say it to the Lord. We need to say it to the atmosphere. Walk around your house and say it. Say it to the television. We need to say it. There's a scripture in Isaiah that's talking about the people of Israel, and it says that they are a nation robbed, or a people robbed and plundered, but no one is saying restore.
Wow.
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 We need to say restore.
Restore.
Yes. We're not just going to take, we're not taking anything off the devil. We don't have to. Now, I know I've done it. Maybe you haven't done it. I hope you haven't. We've all, at times when we've been attacked, we've just laid down and gotten a little ball, you know, and said, woe is me. I've done it many times. But I know that that's not the right way to do it.
Right.
If we're going to have victory, we've got a part to play in that. And we've got to take up the word of God. And we've got to fight. You know, back in earlier this year, Mark Hankins came and preached on a Wednesday night. And he preached on the spirit of faith. And I actually got that CD and I've listened to it several times because it so helped me. And then about a month later, Rick Renner came. Now, two very different preaching styles. Nobody could be further apart, really, than Mark Hankins and Rick Renner, right?
Exactly.
Two very different preaching styles, two very different messages, in a way. But the theme of both of those messages was this: lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. When everything is coming in, lift your voice. When everything's falling apart, lift your voice. When it looks like that it's such a bad situation that nothing can turn it around, lift your voice. And that's at least a part of where our victory lies. Amen?
Amen.
So let's read this today, and I'm probably going to read pretty much the whole chapter, most of it anyway. So I'm just going to point out some things as we go along. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray first. Father God, we thank you for this time that we have together. I thank you for each one of these precious people who've come out this morning to work with us, work with all together, work with you in prayer to accomplish your will and purpose. And Father, we're not here for any light reason, but we're here because we know you're here and because you have work to do and because there's things that need to be done in this nation. And Father, that we are lifting that to you today and that we are holding that before you today, Father, we're not dependent on the president or the Congress or the courts, but we're looking unto you today for the solutions, for the answers, for the turnaround in this nation. And we know you've got it in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we're looking today for the divine strategies, for divine victories, because we need those in this nation in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, as we study this word today, let your little, let that be in our hearts. Let it come into our lives. Let it penetrate, Lord, us into the deepest places so that we can do what we need to do for this nation today. Father, so that we can see and have the victory, so that we can take hold of the victory that you've already given to us. Help us, Lord, to see those principles, to see this, the little sakamanashtaka available in this word right here. Let it rise in our hearts, Father, today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's look here at what happened. Beginning in verse 1. After this, the armies of the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Meunites declared war on Jehoshaphat. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They are already at Hazazon Tamar. This was another name for En-Gedi. So we start out here with not a very happy thought. Three armies are coming against you, Jehoshaphat. They are gathered down there. They have come across the Dead Sea, and they are fixing to get you. You know, this is the pylon technique. It wasn't just one. It wasn't just two, but it's three. And they're coming. It's not just your health. It's your finances. Your car broke. I mean, your freezer went out. Your refrigerator went out. Your cars broke down. Your kids. I mean, it's the crushing blow. I'm going to take you out. And you can't rise from this. That's what the devil is saying. Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news and begged the Lord for guidance. Now, terrified, of course, was not good, but he did do the right thing. Amen. He asked the Lord for guidance. Yeah. And that's what we, you know, I want us to look at this today because the Lord's been showing me to me this way as I'm talking about this. Corporately, if there's a corporate to it, but there's an individual aspect to it. You can take these things individually for yourself as you're dealing with the enemy. Because we all are going to at some point. You know, if you haven't, you will. I think most of us have in our lives, you know, at some point, and probably will again. So he was afraid, but he asked for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. They did the right thing, to seek the Lord's help. They didn't jump out there and say, let's get a plan, let's have a committee, let's do a... They started... Right now, we need to seek the Lord's help. Amen. Because they knew, you know what? There's no way we can't beat these people. That's right. It's too many. It's too much. We can't do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in that day when people had wars, the victor made slaves or either killed all the people that they defeated or made slaves out of them and took everything they had. It wasn't that just they, okay, we've won the war. Now we back off and sign a peace treaty. You know, like more of our modern wars, there's not a ceasefire. It's we're going to take you down and we're going to wipe you out and we're going to make slaves of your children and we're going to take everything you got and you're done. See what I'm saying? So it's a serious deal. It's very serious. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. So corporate prayer. Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. He prayed. Now listen to this prayer. O Lord God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. O our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people Israel arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Your people settled here and built this temple to honor your name. They said, whenever we are faced with any calamity, such as war, plague, or famine, we can come to stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored. We can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. Amen. Notice how he moved from terror to faith. That's really good. He started out, it tells us up here in verse 3, terrified. Then as they began to fast and pray, as he's praying, but look what he's praying. He is extolling God. And he is exalting the Lord. And he is talking about, not just in general terms, but specifically, this is what you have done for us. This is what you did for the nation of Israel. He's talking about the Lord's past mercies. He's reminding not just himself, not just the Lord, but the people who are listening to him, this is what the Lord has done for us in the past. And he comes down to this last statement. When we can cry, or this statement, this paragraph, we can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. So he moves from terror to faith. You see that? And you know, that's the way we have to be. The lady who taught me about spiritual things, my spiritual mother, this is what she taught me. When you get in a trial, recall the Lord's past mercies. Remember what he has done for you in the past, and it will help you to go through. And this is what he was doing here. Let's look at verse 10. And now we see what the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. You would not let our ancestors invade those nations when Israel left Egypt, so they went around them and did not destroy them. Now see how they reward us. See what the devil's doing here, Lord. See what they're doing to us. Okay? For they have come to throw us out of your land, which you gave us as an inheritance. They've come to take away, Lord, what you gave to us. Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. A marvelous prayer. Then, verse 13. As all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, and children, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. His name was Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jeiel, son of Mattaniah, a Levite who was a descendant of Asaph. He said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. See, this in every situation, we need to know what's the Lord saying.
Yes.
What is the Lord saying? Yes. You know, because every trial that we may go through, and we will have them, in that situation, we need to know, what is the Lord saying to me? What is the Lord saying? I need to know that. I need to know, what is the Lord saying? When I went through a cancer diagnosis last year, and surgery and chemotherapy and all that business, I needed to know, what is the Lord saying? You know, I know all the healing scriptures. They're good. I got them written down. I look at them. But I need to know, Lord, I need something specific from you.
Yes.
Amen. And the scripture that I got, at first I didn't think it was it, because I kept looking past that. I'm like, Lord, this is not it. There's something else. There's something else. But then I realized that I should have had a V8. That's it. Because it wasn't a traditional healing scripture. It was John 14:27. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. The peace that the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid.
Oh, that's good.
Praise God. Isn't that good? So I read all the healing scriptures, but I've got that one written down at the bottom of the page, and I read it first most of the time. Why? Because that's the word, specific word to me. See what I'm saying? All the other ones are great. I need them. I look at them. I read them. But I need to know what he's saying to me. Amen? Glory to God. So he said, listen, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march out against them. You will find them coming up through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Jeruel. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions and stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. So you notice here that he tells them that the battle is not yours but God's, and yet at the same time, they had to go out against this army.
Yeah, right.
They couldn't sit there and keep, you know, working or whatever they normally did. You know, Jehoshaphat couldn't keep sitting on the throne and hearing cases or whatever they do. They had to go out against these people,
Amen.
This army, even though the prophet had already said, the battle is not yours but God's, right? So there is for us a going out against that we have to do. although the battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
Right? So there's a part we have to play. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. So they had a prayer, they prayed, they got a word from the Lord, they got the guidance. That was what they wanted, right? Wasn't that they wanted?
Yes.
The guidance. So they got it from the prophet. The prophetic voice brought that guidance, and so they worship the Lord. Okay, yeah, Lord, we'll do that. Let me go back up to 17. What they were told to do. But you will not even need to fight. But here's what you will need to do. Take your positions. Then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. Take your position and then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. You know, one of the things the devil will always come up against in almost any situation is your position. Because you have a position greater than his position. And you have a position that he wanted, right?
Yeah.
And he will almost always, in any trial that you go through, come up against your position in Christ. Try to get you to come down on, and operate on his position, at his level. And you can't win there. Because the victory is in that position. We are seated. You know, and how do we take our position? I don't know all about that, but this is one way I know about. This is one way I know to do it. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am seated at the right hand of the Father. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads, guides, and feeds me. He takes care of me. He walks with me. He watches over me. He works with me. He helps me. He is my help and my defender. And we take that position. Now, I know, and I'm the first to tell you, that when you get under a lot of stuff, when a lot of stuff comes against you, that is not always easy to do.
No.
Emotionally, you know, because the enemy will try to just beat your head in. If he's never tried to, if I'm the only one he's tried to beat his head in, you know, maybe so, because I've made lots of mistakes in my life. But you know, I remember one time fussing at the Lord. I mean, we had gone through almost like a Job experience. We had lost everything. And I was just whining, complaining to the Lord. Lord, this is not fair. This doesn't happen to anybody else. I don't understand why I'm going through this. Blah, 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 blah. This is not right. And he said, this is not fair. I'm the only person that's going through this. We're the only people going through this. He said, no, you're not. There is no temptation that is not common to man. He said, this is common to man. This, what you're going through, is a common deal to man. You're just going to have to go through it. It's going to come out okay. And it did. It did. It took a while. But it did. But we have to take our position, and our position is in him. We have no position apart from him. Our position is in him. And we have to rise up, even if our soul is stinking, messed up, we have to say, why so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. And we have to just command our soul like David did. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. We have to, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. It's going to be hard emotionally. But you can do it. And your little voice may be, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am seated at the right hand of the Father. But still, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Amen?
Amen?
So we take our position. Then we stand still and watch the Lord's victory, because he is with us. We will not be afraid or discouraged. We go out against them, for the Lord is with us. Then verse 18, then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. So they worshiped him. I guess they did. I guess they did. I guess they did. Amen? Woo! I mean, I guess they did. I guess they did. I think they did. I see why they did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I bet the devil hated it.
Praise God. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." Now, I'm reading from the New Living, but the King James, I believe, says, "Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you will prosper." We'll come back to that in a minute. Just remember that. But notice that they did what the Lord told them. They got up early the next morning. They didn't dawdle around about it. They got up and they went to it. And Jehoshaphat here encourages, as Iva pointed out to us, I think, in such a cute way. You know, they were kind of thinking, yeah, maybe the prophet missed it. Maybe this is not the right thing to do. But Jehoshaphat encouraged them to believe the Lord and to believe what the prophet had said about their victory. Believe what the Lord has said about your victory.
Right. You,
amen. Even if it looks like that all hell is broken loose against you.
Amen.
And verse 21. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love or his mercy endures forever. Now, notice that they didn't go out without a weapon. They went with a weapon of praise. That was the weapon that they took out against this army, was the weapon of praise.
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 22, at the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, isn't this so interesting? As they began to sing, even before they got to the place where they could see this other army,
right. The
army was fighting among themselves, and by the time they got to where they could see them, they were all dead.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kill them, Lord. Kill them.
Yeah. And they were singing and praising the Lord, and all these people got confused and turned on each other and killed themselves. And when they got to the point where they could see them, they couldn't even see them before. Apparently, when they got to the point where they could see them, they are all dead. The battle was already over. Hallelujah. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point, verse 24, in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Wow. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. Not one. The enemy shall not escape. The enemy shall not escape. He shall not escape. Not one of them. Several years ago, one of my children, who had always been a fairly easy child to deal with, and for lack of a better term, I don't know what to call it, had an emotional meltdown. For whatever reason, I don't know why really, and we were shocked by it. He came into our house. He told his daddy and me, I don't want to see y'all again. We sat there shocked because this child had always been a good child. We were like, what? Well, then he walked out the door, left his key, slammed his key down on the bar, and walked out the door. We sat there and looked at each other going, oh, my God, what in the world? And we hadn't had any issues. We hadn't had any. We just didn't know. Oh, I was mad. I got so mad at the devil. I said, devil, you're not doing this to me, and you're not doing this to my kids. You're not doing it. There's no reason for this. You're not doing this to me. And I am telling you that I'm having somebody in my family that's going to be a preacher, and he's going to preach the gospel, or she's going to preach the gospel all over the world and whip you all over this world. You're not doing this to me and getting away with it. No. Today, that child, who is 36 years old now, teaches in his little church on Wednesday nights. He teaches the Bible study. And he preached this past Sunday in his church when the preacher, it's a little small church, like 50 people, preached in the church this past Sunday when his pastor was out of town.
Glory to God.
Amen?
Amen.
You know, we all, we let the devil get away with too much stuff, and we need to hold his feet to the fire. Make him resent. I told the devil, I'm going to make you sorry you ever did this to me. You're not getting away with this. You're not doing this. There was no reason for this, and you're not doing it. And, of course, the Lord worked it out. Oh, I wanted to talk to that kid. I wanted to. And the Lord said, nope, nope. Be quiet. Don't say anything. I'll take care of it. And he did. In about a month, it all just blew over. It's very strange. So, you know, that's just the attack of the devil. You know, what else? Praise the Lord for his goodness. So, King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, verse 25, clothing and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. On the fourth day, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there. It was still called the Valley of Blessing today. This is so wonderful. Remember what Jehoshaphat had told them? Believe the prophets and you'll what?
Prosper.
They came out of this situation with more than they had when they went into it. They came out of the situation with everything that the enemy had possessed. Even down to their clothes. Selah. Have you ever noticed what the Bible talks about how the people got clothes and you're thinking, what's the deal? What's the deal about clothes? You know, clothes were very valuable then. Think of all the labor that went into just making a piece of cloth. You had to pick the cotton and, you know, make the thread and weave it into cloth. I mean, it was very labor intensive. Most people probably had just one, two, or three garments because it was so labor intensive and so hard to do. It would take you, how long? I mean, thank God I didn't have to do that because I'd be in trouble. But just think about it. And so garments were very valuable. They were wealthy. They were riches because of that. So they got all this plunder. They got all this plunder. They prospered. They came out of that attack with more than they had when they went into it. And that, my friends, is the will of God for us. When the enemy comes against us, it is the will of God for us to come out better, stronger, deeper, wealthier, healthier than we were when we went in. That is the will of God. It is not the will of God for us to come out of a fight just beat up, dragging around, bedraggled, you know, even though we might feel, you know, sometimes we feel like that. I do. Sometimes we do. But that's not the will of God. That is not the will of God. This is the will of God, that we come out in victory with the spoil of the enemy.
Amen.
And that might be a person. It might be a soul saved. It might be finances. It might be any number of things. It might be joy, peace, a higher level. But it is the will of God. And it is the will of God that this United States of America, that we come out of this thing better, higher, stronger, more righteous than we were when we went into it. Amen? Amen. Several years ago, I was facing a situation that was very serious in my family, not my immediate family, my extended family. And it looked to be a situation that was going to put a stop to some ministry that I had gotten involved in that I felt like was the Lord's calling in my life, and it looked like it was just going to shut that down. And I came to church on a Wednesday night. Truthfully, I was really tired that day, and I thought, you know what, I'm not going to go. Then I thought, nope, you need to go. So I came, sitting there, Pastor George preaching, and I heard the Lord say this. You, talking to me, have set your faith to survive in this situation. You need to set your faith to overcome. And that's the will of God, that we overcome. Not just survive, not just make it through, not just we barely made it through, but that we come out with what the enemy had stolen. We come out with his stuff. We take away from him. We come out better, stronger than we were before. We come out with more than we had when we went into it. We come out with the victory and the spoils of victory. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So that's what they got. And remember, they believed the prophet and they acted on his word and they prospered right there. Verse 27, then all the men returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat, leading them in overjoyed that the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. I guess so. They marched into Jerusalem to the music of harps, lyres, and trumpets, and they proceeded to the temple of the Lord. When all the surrounding nations or kingdoms heard that the Lord himself had fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came over them. So Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. So this victory was not just a victory for them, but it also brought the fear of God on all the nations around them. And my friends, when we get a victory, when we have victory over the enemy, it's not just for us, it's a witness. It's a witness to the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sue, come share that about Roy, what happened with Roy's eye and the... Come here and share that, because it's right along with this. I think it's on.
Okay. We had an opportunity to do a very big job in California in 2011. And in the process of doing that job, we had an incident occur that almost killed one of our workers. But praise God, it didn't happen. And in the stress of all that, I was sick for 3 days. And Roy, the retina in his eye broke, the little connector thing, whatever you call it. Anyway, it was like all he could see was a black dot right here. He couldn't see around that dot. You know, if you close your eye and you look around, you can kind of see around that dot, but you can't. So you can't hardly drive. And on the way back, it was snowing tremendously. You could hardly see in front of you. So we ended up letting our son drive back. We got to the doctor. The doctor said he was going to have to operate, and my husband was going to have to walk around like this for 2 weeks. There's no way he could do that. So he told the doctor, give me a little bit of time. So he set another appointment. 21 days later, his eye was totally healed. But before that, the doctor told him, you're going to stand on the word, aren't you? And my husband said, yes. He said, I've only had one other person do that and be healed of this. And he said, you're going to be number two. So the doctor was in agreement, which was wonderful. But when the miracle came and we came back into the waiting room, you know, to the little, because they put you in all these little rooms. There was a hall on this side that connected all the little rooms for the nurses to go through, and they have computers on the other side. And we could hear them over there, look at this, look at this, look at this, you know. And the lady came in, the nurse came in, and she pulled up the picture. I have it somewhere on my phone, where you can see the retina broken, and then you can see it fixed. And the doctor said that was the most successful surgery he'd ever seen. God did it. But the collateral blessing on that was the nurse came in and showed us that, and then she started crying and asked Roy to pray for her son.
Yeah.
This was a collateral blessing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You can stay here if you want to. What I want you to see was that was a witness. That miracle that God did for Roy was a witness to this nurse, to the power of God. And the opportunity there was to witness. And that's the way that our victories are intended to be. That people can see that this is what God did for you. Will he do that for me? This is what this woman wants to know. Will he do something for me? Amen. So our victories are to be a witness. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. So I just want to mention I'm taking up too much time. What time is it? Okay, I got a few more minutes. I got a few more minutes before we pray. We see here in this passage, we can see it on many levels, and we've talked about some of that. We see the prayer, we see the word of prophecy, we see the obedience of the people, and we see the victory, right? Mm-hmm. And so they needed that word of prophecy as guidance. You know, I just think about the power of the prophetic word. It's so amazing. Mm-hmm. Just the power of those words. Just think about how, you know, the Old Testament prophets who wrote, you know, 2,500 years ago, mm-hmm. their words are still out there. Those words are still in the atmosphere. They're still in the spiritual realm. They're still working today. They're still operating today to bring things to pass. Just those words. Amen. That's power, my friends. That's power. I want to share this with you as a current example. This is from the BVOV magazine, September 2017. And this is so interesting because about a month or two maybe before this magazine came out, I just said to the Lord, you know, I wish, or maybe I just said it to myself, I wish I knew when Brother Copeland gave that message about the Berlin Wall coming down. I wish I knew it, when it was. And then this came out a couple of months later in BVOV. And I won't read the whole thing just for the sake of time, but in February 1981, Brother Copeland was in South Africa. Also there, staying near him in a little trailer, was Reinhard Bonnke, okay? And apparently it was just him and Miss Gloria and Reinhard Bonnke and his wife. And Brother Copeland said this, prophesied to Mr. Bonnke. Reinhard, stay prepared. There's coming an hour when I'm going to send you back to Germany to do some things because I'm going to take that Berlin Wall down. And I'm going to do it miraculously, and I want you to be ready with the gospel when I do. All right? 1984. Okay? Remember that. 1984. Now, he's just talking to three people. Not the world. There's not a camera. Three people. Okay? June 12th, 1987, President Ronald Reagan goes to the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, makes a speech in front of that gate. And in that speech, he says, Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Amen. That was 3 years after Brother Copeland prophesied that. Okay? Then on June 4th, 1989, here at EMIC, Brother Copeland prophesied again, the Berlin Wall will come down. Of course, at that time, it was totally outlandish to even think about the Berlin Wall coming down. But 5 months later, on November 9th, 1989, it did. See the working there of the prophetic word in 1984? Just three people, but what? It went out into the atmosphere. It went out into that realm. It went out into a place where the president of the United States picked it up.
Yes.
In the spirit.
Amen.
Now, he had opposition to saying those words. People opposed him. And after he said them, the media went insane, if you remember. Oh, the president's destroyed Natan. Oh, what's going to happen with the Soviet Union? Oh, they went on. You know, they just went berserk. They went crazy. On and on. You know how they do. Trying to create something out of nothing. And this is what Brother Copeland said. Though God delivered the word prophetically through him, Brother Copeland said that bringing down the Berlin Wall was above my thinking when it came down, especially the way it happened. It was there in full strength one day and gone the next, and that's the way it was. No one was allowed to preach openly in Eastern Europe one day, and suddenly all of Europe was open the next. When our God decides it's time for change, the impossible melts before him like butter on a griddle. Amen? And if you remember that, if you're old enough to remember that, the Berlin Wall, the coming down of the Berlin Wall is coming down. The Berlin Wall is coming down.
For years and years and years, people had prayed for communism to fall and for the wall to fall down. Many years. Had a prophetic word, it operated. Over about 5 years' time, it operated. It reached the pinnacle of natural leadership. Ronald Reagan, the leader of the free world. He spoke it. He called for it, if you will. See the operation, how that's operating. And it brought about a change, and it brought it about just like that. But it not only took the wall down, what happened? The whole Soviet Union collapsed in the wake of that. Just disintegrated. I was stunned by it. As a student of history, I have been in the past a history teacher, I was shocked by that. Because, you know, the Soviet Union was such an oppressive regime and so tied together by secret police and spies and all these things. But when it was time for it to come down, nothing could keep it up. It melted, literally. Praise God. Praise God. So that's just a current example that this thing is still working. Still working, still operating, still moving. And Brother Copeland, if you've got Pastor George's letter for this November, but Pastor George has put some excerpts from Brother Copeland's recent prophecies. And you know, the last thing Brother Copeland was talking about there in that article I just read was when it's time for something to change, God changes it that fast, right? And so I'm just going to read just a little bit of this. 2020, a year of great change and manifested power. 2020 will be a year of great change, wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus to his church by his mighty spirit. Glorious concepts of how his laws work, the laws governing increase and financial prosperity, the laws of the spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestations of his almighty power on the earth. New concepts of his love and his very person, for he is love. Insights into the true power and strength of his joy. It will be days of political change, great victories and great defeats. For the spiritual enemies of God and his people shall be crushed. Spirits, not flesh and blood. But there are those on both sides of the political divide who refuse to listen to the Lord, Advocate General of the church. Their dreams shall be dashed, their desires shall be wounded, and they will be removed from their offices and replaced. Some by the ballot, some by tragedy, and some who in despair will quit and go do something else. This is my country, saith the Lord Jesus. It was founded by people who love me for the sole purpose of their love and desire to worship the Almighty God, and I will never forget that. And then 2020, the year of removal of politicians. Praise God.
Wow.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Those politicians who refused my call to unite and become the United States of America and become, listen, the United States of America, not just America. Those politicians who refuse to listen and those politicians who continue the pathway of hate, I will remove them from their place. I will remove their influence from the record books. Praise God. I'll remove their candle in their families. I'll remove them from office and put somebody in there who will. Now, that really blesses me because in my prayer group, we've been praying for a while. I used to pray nice for these people, and I said, no more. I'm not praying nice anymore. You need to be out. You need to be gone. You're an evil influence. You're causing trouble. We need you gone. I'm done with you. And so we begin to pray, Lord, remove them. Remove them and put somebody in their place who will obey you. I'm tired of, and maybe that's wrong. I don't know, but I just got fed up with that and said, no more. You're damaging this nation. I'm not taking that. I live here. My family lives here. My children, my grandchildren live here. And I'm putting up with that garbage.
And it is garbage.
It is garbage. And it's insanity. But my friends, the only people that can deal with that situation, it's not the State Department.
No.
It's not really even the president. It's the church. We have authority here.
Amen.
We are the most powerful entity on this planet.
Yes.
But if we will not pray, if we will not get in that spiritual airplane and drop the bomb of prayer on something, then we're not going to see the victory. But I believe we are doing that. The fact that you're here today is testimony of it. So what we're praying about today is, as I told you, divine strategies for the divine victory needed in these days. And we've looked at some strategies, and specifically a prayer and the prophetic word. But God's plan is, we don't always know what these are. We don't always know what's the strategy for this situation in Washington, D.C. I don't really know, but I know that the Lord knows. And I know that he knows how to get the victory. And I know that we do it just like, we get it just like Jehoshaphat did. We get it by praying and asking him for help. So we're going to pray. Let's see. Regina, would you come? Esther, would you come? Thank you. Anybody else, if you just want to come up here, feel like you want to come up here, feel free to do that. Miss Charlotte, would you come? Glory to God. Y'all, excuse me a minute. I am sorry, but my throat is very dry. I need to. And I have a very loud voice, but if I get too loud, y'all forgive me. My mother, bless her heart, she was always so quiet and demure, and she wanted me to be the same, and she got this little loud-mouthed hellion of a child, and I really was. Praise God for his mercy. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the victory that is in your word. We thank you that this situation in the United States is changeable. We thank you that you can change it just like that. We thank you that you send the words that need to bring change. We thank you for these prophetic words from Brother Copeland, Father. We thank you, Father, that the change is coming. Good change, right change. The change of the change of the Lord God himself is coming to this nation. We thank you, Lord, that your change is coming to this nation in Jesus' name. We thank you that there is a moving and a shaking. Father, there's a shifting and a that's going to result. It's going to result, excuse me, in the change that we need in Jesus' name. That there is a little komanashta. Father, the leading. We pray over the leading to it in the name of Jesus. We pray over the leading for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray over a little korstaname kirekonda. Yes, you are leading us to it. I thank you, Lord, that you are leading us to it in Jesus' name. Ore nistone kame neso kira kamane kisto kande. Dore kamane nishonde da labe nisto sandale beneno kiro kalama. We take the victory. We take the victory. We take the victory in this situation. We take the victory in this situation in the name of Jesus. Ore dame nishonke dale bishonke dabe nishte kore kamano tosa. Isto tareko. Mole kine no se kare benota. Adama ne sto kare kemine no se kare kamane ne sto kare kamane no se kare kimbenda. Evane ki sto dale beni sto kare kemine no se kada beni se kore kamane korasa. Isonde la risto kare kemeno ni sonte da la beni sonta. Sonde libo concha.
O se la bra so kada bra a so te le bra sho bre se le monde bra se ke ya bole bre sha balo bre sa to da bra se le bra ye e sa lo do le bre da la balo bra so ye o la ra bale bro se le bra so lo ba ye o bra so le bra sho bre sa lo bre sa o bra so lo bro sho bra so ye ye o bra so ye bra so ye bra so ye bra so ye bala bro karama ye bala rosa ye o bra se le bra so de bra yo o bala bro she ya o bra so ye bra so oh there is a lifting up yes a bolora bro she bra so le bra o la raba so le bra sho bra se ya o bala bra se ya o bra so ye ye o ra bra As we the people lift our voices up. Oh, You know what we are doing right now as a corporate prayer? This is bigger than the wall coming down. This is the church coming forward without spot or wrinkle in all of our glory and all of our power. We are there. We are there. We are going through. We are having the victory. Oh, la baba baske isiki kishana kusan. Ela baba baske isila baba ba. It is time. It is time. Oh, la baba ba. And he is with us. He is with us. He is saying, come on. Come on. It is time. Oh, la baba baske isiki kishana. We will not have any more of the holding back. No more. It is over. It is over. Oh, la baba baske is in. No, 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 ski is a kakashan. Oh, la baba baske is a kakashan. Baba, see, kiss on. Oh, la baba baske is in the doski. Momo, the government is going to get out of the way. Out of the way. Out of the way. Jerusalem is coming forward in all of her power. Oh, la baba baske is a kakashan. Oh, la baba baske is a shila bibiske is a. Oh, la baba baske is a kakashan. No, 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 ski is a kakashan. Momo, moske is a kakashan. Oh, la baba baske is in the. No, 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 ski is a katora baba baska. Oh, la baba baska is in the diski is on. No, 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 ski is a kishola baba baska is on. Momo moski is a kishan. No, no, nisko, la baba baska is on.
Thank you, ladies. Ishomana Kika. Oh, the brani sukari kebento disa.
Isaiah 60 says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and this darkness all peoples, but the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and his glory shall be seen on you, and nations shall come to your light. And kings to the brightness of your rising. The glory of the Lord. The illuminating light. Arise. Now is the time. Now is the season. Moed set aside upon it. Time is now. No weapon formed can stop it. No weapon form can hinder it because it is now time in the name of Jesus. Ekamonde le me hondo de hile borraha yo te keta uche sando de be ile me to de le borreka matando tondo yola de bondande le de berreka o yene boshe sekaya handa hanoroka hile borraha yate hoshe sohorebe borraba rokata baraba hende yo to de be koka hena macho hele be yo tatata torre borrokata hele borrote hora borrenka hile boshi saka ucho seteka la botte netato higo porro capande de uno ne de namoreba porro bobora papacata bruce sa baraba bruce sa nebeko buyande hobobo andoro borrebe cacha sayote o tedera botenero botenero tendero borro bocaba pataba pura bobe pikapa pirabo po pu pa pa pu po propacata Ando sheka, ya toke se sokota. Ore nada, donde hoda bo baba na banda. Oh, karaba glory, glory, glory. Hada ba sheka. Yando she soto, hi she sohoto. Andara boraba, eko shasata.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria bo hanyo
cheso te bo rebeko. Sona la bo so ka. Yeah.
Eya na so te
ka. Bo bo re ba haya.
De la bo se ka ma ne ko. Yo de bo. De la bo. Eya bo se sa. Ora ba rebeka. Hanya re bo se ka. Hanya do re bo se haya. Ora ra ta ra ba sa. Stand up para bo se sa ka. Bo ye de bo se sa. Hanya de. Ho ye de bo se sa ka. Stand up bo se sa ka. Take our positions. Hey lo bo robo ka. And we're standing tarabo chiseka baba. Hote hote robo roba katata. Narabo chiseka. Standing tarabo chiseka baba. Standing in our positions. Horabo chiseka. Yeah, we're standing in our positions. We're not taking it anymore. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. And the blood of Jesus. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
We are standing in the position of victory. Victory, victory, victory. He said, be bold and courageous. Yes. Yes.
That's right, sister. I said, sister, that's right. I said it's right. I said you got it right. I say it's right. I say take the right. I say take the stand on the right. I say it's right. I say it's right. I say it's right. 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 It's right.
Oh, yes,
it's right.
Yes.
It's right.
Yes.
It's right.
It's right.
It's right.
Yes.
It's right.
Yes.
What I need, says the Lord, is for some people to get it right.
Yes, to get it right.
I need some people to get it right.
Because God is right.
You got it right.
Yes.
You got it right.
Right. Hallelujah.
Lord, we believe the church gets it right. We believe
it is right
because
it's God.
We believe we get it right. Woo! Yeah.
Woo! Jesus.
We believe it's right.
It's
right.
Right.
It's right.
It's right.
It's right.
It's right.
It's right. It's right.
It's right.
It's right.
It's right.
We're right.
Yes.
We're right.
Yes, in Jesus.
We're not wrong.
We're not wrong.
We're right.
We're right.
We're right.
It is right. It is right.
That's right.
We have stepped into that.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We have stepped in to that right place.
Yes.
We have stepped into that right place. Stand
Woo.
Steady, stand straight. It'll be easy. It's such an easy thing to stand in the right place with our God Almighty. It is time. It is time.
Yes.
It is time. And we are in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch what he's going to do quickly.
Yes. Yes.
Quickly.
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be quickly.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes. Glory to God. You know, the church is pussyfooted around it. We pussyfooted around just being mild and meek, and we don't want to cause a problem. Bless God, we need to cause the devil a problem. Bless God, let's cause him a problem. Bless God, let's send him running. Because we're in the right. We've got the right place. We're not pussyfooting around anymore, but we're moving into that right place, and we're taking that right place, not just for ourselves, but for the nation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Oh, let us sing God dali bisto kana. Ele bino ste karibini nosta. Ilo sangade banisto kande. Ele bino ste karibeno cinco da. Ilo rosendi le mante. Thank you. Ishona la rekimosa. Ilo bona se kone manse. Ha ha, yeah. Ilo bo se kon. What the Lord says is right is right. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what the State Department says. I don't care what the LGBTQRSTUL, what they say. I don't care. I don't care what the pro-abortion people say. I care what the Lord says. And the Lord says what is right. And what he says is right. And Father, we are standing for what's right in this nation. We take the place of what you say is right in this nation, in the name of Jesus. We take the Menonista Koribindo. We take the Kamelide Komenashta Ki. We take the Baninista. We take it all, Lord. We take it all today. And we say this is what's right, and we will have what's right in this nation, and we reject everything that's wrong according to the Word of God. Now, Father, we pray for every person that needs deliverance, every person that needs to come out from darkness and bondage in the name of Jesus. We pray for their salvation, their deliverance. We pray they will have a revelation of the love of God. Visit them, Lord. Speak to them in Jesus' name. But at the same time, we're not letting them rule over us. We will not take that darkness. We see it, Lord. We say, light be in the name of Jesus. Light be in the name of Jesus. Ire bonoshe kari kebino. Adeli besto kire kabani nishta. Ore kamanse. Ele kebito. Ose kendane. Isho kendane. Ishe kendotre. Ele binoshte. Ire songare. Isho manare. Kimo noshta. Isho mana. Yeah, yeah. Take it up. Take it up. We take it up. We take it up. We take it up. We take it up, Lord. We take it up. We take it up. We take it up in the name of Jesus. We take it up. We take it up. We take it up in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. We make a highway for you, Lord. We make a highway for you, Lord. Let every mountain be brought low. Let every valley be lifted up. Let every crooked place be made straight. Hallelujah. We say every crooked place in this nation is made straight in the name of Jesus. Every crooked place in Washington, D.C., every crooked heart, every crooked thought, every crooked idea, every crooked motive is made straight in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For narrow is the gate and straight is the way that leads to life. Hallelujah. Hola, la singo da listo, comando, risonde, comando. The commandos, the commandos, the commandos. Father, we pray over those commandos. We lift up those commandos. We pray over the commandos now. Those spiritual commandos that go in, that go in, that go in and in us to recover. They go in and they recover. They go in and they recover. We pray over those commandos, Lord. Those commandos. They go in and they recover. They go in and they recover. And they make things right. They make things right. They make things right. Yeah, I see it. Hallelujah. I see that, Lord. Thank you. You know, the prophetic word is like a commando. You know, a commando is like a Navy SEALs or Army Rangers. They go in undercover, and they take care of stuff. You know, like they killed, what's his name, the leader of the ISIS. They go in. Nobody knows it till it's done. Nobody knows it till it's done. Nobody knows that the victory's there until they've got the victory. Glory to God. And there are some spiritual commandos. Yeah, even here today, says the Lord. There's a spiritual commando operation of going in to those places where the devil thinks he's got it all sewed up. Those places that he thinks nobody else can penetrate. Those places he thinks are locked up, locked down, and we're locked out. Bless God, we're not locked out of anywhere. He can't lock us out of the Senate. He can't lock us out of the House. He can't lock us out of the White House. We got the key. We got the key. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we pray over that operation of being a spiritual commando. And we enter into those places right now that seem to be locked up to us, that we seem to be locked out of. And we push those doors down. We push that place open. And we command in the name of Jesus whatever is in that place to be seen and known. Everything that comes and sits in darkness will be brought to the light in the name of Jesus. And Father, that we take hold of those situations, whatever they are, and we recover them, we restore them, we bring deliverance, whatever's needed to that situation. In the name of Jesus. The commandos are in operation. We say the commandos are in operation. The spiritual commandos, even the natural commandos. I see that, Lord. I see that. That there are some... Oh, Larisho Komanashta, help me say it right. There are some rescues on the books, or some things on the books in the works, in the plans for in these natural commandos like the Navy SEALs, the Army Rangers.
Praise the Lord.
Woo, hallelujah. Nobody knows what they are, just except a select small group of people. But, Lord, we lift those up to you.
Yes.
If there are natural commando plans to, I don't know, take out the enemy, deliver people, rescue people, I don't know what they are, Lord, but you know what they are.
Yes.
And we pray over those, Father, that you send in those commandos under your cover of the glory. That you send them in, Father. You send them in, Father, under your protection. They are covered in the wings of Jehovah. They are walking in the shadow of the Almighty. They are protected. They are protected, and they accomplish their purpose with no injuries, no deaths, not even a broken fingernail, Father. Not even a ila rose komanashta. Not even a ila rose kamanita. Not even a shodila boshte. Not even a she komananta. But they go in and they take it. 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 In the name of Jesus, they take hold of what they need to in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ha ha. And you'll hear about it on the news. And you'll hear about it. And you'll hear about it. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, there are, yeah, I know, yes, thank you. And the spiritual commandos also. Lord, we lift them up. We believe even that we're operating in that today. Yeah. Ha ha. Yeah, we know the hiding places of the enemy. We know his hiding places. The Lord shows us his hiding places and the strategies to reveal that and to get him out. Because, you know, there's some people that if they knew it was the devil, they would turn from it right there. If they knew that this is the enemy working here in this secret place, they would expose that and they would turn away from it, even if they participated in it, because they didn't see that it was the devil. But if they knew, if their eyes were open to it, they would say, no more, I'm not doing that. And they would expose it and they would walk away from it. So, Father, we lift up those situations right now. That there are those people who are caught in that. That they think they're doing the right thing. They think they're going the right way, but they're not. And when they see it, they will know it is not right, that it is the enemy, and they will turn from it. Have any of you seen that movie, Unplanned? Unplanned, about the Abby Johnson, the abortion former Planned Parent. Oh, my gosh, you need to see it. It's incredible. But this young woman who was brought up in a Christian family, pro-life family, was a major manager of a Planned Parenthood place in Bryan, Texas. And she believed that she was helping young girls who got pregnant. She believed she was helping them. And her husband was pro-life. And even her daddy, the woman's daddy, before they got married, he asked her husband, are you going to be able to marry her and live with her when she's doing this? And he said, yes, I will, because I love her. What a man. Wow. But anyway, one day, after she'd worked there for years, she was hearing in her church, you know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and all of that. But one day, she was called back to the back, which she never had done before, to help with an abortion. Because they were short-staffed. And what she had to do was to hold the little thing over the girl's belly, the ultrasound thing, because the doctor had to see, because they're going to suck this baby out. It's horrible. But we need to see it. We need to know it. They're going to suck this baby out. And what she saw, they put like a vacuum cleaner up there, you know? Terrible. What she saw was she saw that little baby in the womb dodging, trying to get away from that vacuum cleaner, trying to save its life. And when she saw that, as soon as she could, she ran out of that room. She ran into the bathroom, fell down against the wall, and started crying. And she saw in a moment of time, she saw this is wrong. And she had had like one abortion herself and then one abortion after pill, which almost killed her. She thought she was going to die. And she was praying, I hope my mother, she's laying in the bathroom in her own blood, and she says, I hope my mother doesn't find me like this. Find me dead. But see what I'm saying? People can see that. People can look at something in a moment of time and realize this is not right. This is not God. And that's who we're praying for right now. I apologize if that was too graphic, but you know, we need to know these things. We don't need to have our head in the sand. We need to know. And she saw the horror of that, not just for the babies, but for the girls. She saw the horror of it, and she immediately resigned. Like, that was on a Saturday. She resigned on Monday. And she was one of their up-and-coming people in the Planned Parenthood organization. Yes, praise God. It's coming down. It's coming down. That's right. Amen. So, Father, we just take that up and say it's coming down in Jesus' name. And all those places, Father, that are like that, where people are saying this is right, this is good, this helps people. But it's not. It's darkness. It's the enemy. Those things are exposed and they're coming down. And those people involved are seeing it and turning away from it, Father. In even a moment of time, they are turning from it in the name of Jesus. They are turning from it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Let's pray in the spirit. Yeah, yeah. Land your tongues to it. I will turn those things. Thank you, Lord, that you're turning those things, that you're changing those things, that you're turning those things, that you're turning those things. The turnaround, the turnaround. It's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around now. It's turning around now. It's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. What's been going the wrong way is now going to go the right way. It's going the right way. It's going the right way. The right way is your way, Lord. The right way is your way.
This is one of those prophecies that Pastor Terry gave in Branson. And all through these years in prayer, we've been taught to work the prophecies. Work them.
Yes, amen.
Work them. I'm going to have to turn my light on. I can't see well up here. Yeah. Anyway, Pastor Terry was saying that he says, my heart longs, my heart calls, my heart yearns for those who have no intercessor, who have no one to step in the place for them, who have no one to take them by the hand and lead them upward by the activity and the working of my spirit. So don't let go.
Yes, that's right.
When you let go of their hand. When you let go of their souls.
Yeah.
So don't let go. But hear my heart. Hear my cry. Take their hand and lead them and hold them until they too can stand before my throne.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
So even the hardest, the meanest, the most cruel, the most deceived, and the viciousness of those among you, even they can have their eyes opened.
Yes.
Even they can have light to shine upon their souls.
Yes.
Those who have been blinded and cursed with darkness, even they can have light enter and dawn upon them.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And when it does, they will be so quick to respond.
Yes.
So quick to cry out and say, oh my God, and begin to sorrow and weep for the days and the hours and the years that the locusts have taken from them.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
But when you step in and you step over with one foot into the land of darkness and one foot in the land of the light, and you take hold of them, It's not enough for them to just see that there is light. They must understand that by my love, they are worthy to walk in that,
yes,
in that light. They, yes, are worthy to, yes, be called before my throne, not because of their deeds of darkness or because of the deeds of light in my Son, but because of the deeds of the light of my Son. And so you take hold of them and you lift them. Lift their heads. Lift them up.
Yes, yes.
In fact, I see something there. There are so many who ask, why are they so angry? It's because they have seen some insight of the light and thought that they would not have it, thought that it would not belong to them. So they are angry, and they are angry, and they shake their fist at God. You, though, your prayers will show them it's my love, my mercy, that reaches them and lifts them up into the glory of my presence.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
We thank you for that, Lord.
Glory to God.
That you are able to deal with the hardest heart, the most difficult situation, yes, is not, yes, too hard, Lord, for you. The person that seems to be the most intractable, rebellious, resistant to you, you can change them in a moment of time. And Father, we do pray for all those that are in those places now, even all those in the leadership of our nation, even all those in this nation, even all those, Father, in our families today, if anyone in here that's got anybody like that in their family. Father, we lift those people up to you today. We pray that they will see your light and they will turn quickly, Father. We intercede and stand in the gap for them. We ask you to work in their hearts and their lives. We ask you to move upon them, Father. We ask you to draw them to yourself with cords of love. We ask you, Father, to show them your salvation in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to work and move in those people today. Today, Lord. Today and every day. And let every day be a further enlightening and a greater knowledge and a greater understanding. Let them see the error of their ways. And let them turn away from that and turn unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that, we thank you, Lord, for everything that Jesus paid for us. Salvation and deliverance, healing and prosperity, blessing and peace, grace and wisdom. We thank you, Father, for all of the wonderful gifts that you have provided for us through him. Because your word has said that you gave us everything richly to enjoy, that you gave it to us, yes, with him, that it is in him, that in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And so, Lord, we give you glory today. We give you honor today because you are the one. You are the one that can turn this situation, and you will turn this situation that is before us in this nation. And Father, I believe that as far to the wrong way that we've gone, we'll go even more back to the right way. Even further right to the right than we've ever been. Further to your right way, Lord, than we've ever been. That there will be such a turning and a moving of the Holy Ghost that it won't just be a little better, but Father, it will be way back to where we need to be. Yeah. It'll be where we would have been had we always stayed on the right path in this nation. It won't be just a little way back, but it'll be all the way back to where we need to be in this day and hour in Jesus' name. Yeah, it'll be as life from the dead. Amen. We thank you for the rebirth of this nation, Father. And we believe that this rebirth will not be aborted, but it will continue. It will be strengthened. It will be brought into the greater light and into greater places of understanding. It will be brought into the Libroshte Komanante. It will increase and grow. And it will be mighty. It is mighty. It is mighty in you. Ha ha. That we rise up, Lord, an exceedingly great army in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, I lift up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would speak to every heart, that you would draw every Christian into the place of prayer. Father, that you would draw every Christian into the place of Ila Roste Kumanda, of Beronisto Kelinda, of Onelarabisto Nemana, that you would draw every Christian into the place of intercession, Father, in Jesus' name. that every Christian would take their place in standing in the gap. And we command and call for those gaps to be closed in this nation in Jesus' name. Oh, that there would be, Father, such a liboro shikamananda. Ha, yeah. An irresistible move. But there have been those who have stood back and said, no, I don't think I want to do that. I don't think that's my calling. I don't think I need to do that. That there will be an irresistible move. There is an irresistible move, Lord, to the prayer closet in the name of Jesus. Ha, ha, yeah. Ha, ha. I said my house would be a house of prayer for all people. I said it would be a house of prayer. It is. Not just a few, but the many. And Lord, I remind you of something you showed me years ago. I remind you, Lord, that you showed me about this church, that I saw prayer meetings going on, and every place in this building was filled up with people praying. There was not enough room in the auditorium and the lobby, so people were standing in the bathrooms praying because there was no other place for them to go. But there was prayer everywhere in this place, as Pastor Terry has a vision of. And Lord, that is our calling, and we lay hold of it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are a praying church from the least to the greatest, in Jesus' name. Yeah, I know that, Lord. Thank you. I know that we are a prototype church. I know that we are supposed to be an example, and we are an example to other churches of what you need to be doing and how you need to do it. And, Father, that more and more now we step into that place of Ila Rostemana Nishta Komanashta being that. Yeah, that's good. Governing church. Ruling, reigning. Yeah, setting things on fire, I say. Ha ha! A church that sets things on fire. We are a church that sets things on fire. We are set on fire and we set things on fire. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah.
Glory.
We are a fire starter. Now, in the legal world, that's not a good thing, but in the spiritual world, it is.
Yes. Holy Ghost fire.
Woo!
It is fire. Yes.
We are a fire starter. We are a fire starter. Hallelujah. We take that, Lord. We like it. We take it. Yeah, yeah. I will light a fire here that will burn across this nation, says the Lord. I am lighting that fire. So that fire is in each of you, and the Bible says, stir it up.
Stir it up.
Stir it up.
We stir it up for every member of this church.
Yes.
Every member of this church.
Yes. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! I'm not stirring it with a spoon, but I'm stirring it with a mixer. Like an electric mixer, I'm stirring it. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he is a wall of fire about us and the glory in our midst.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Lord, I know you said that about Jerusalem, but we take it for ourselves too. We take it for ourselves. We take it for EMIC. We take it for every prayer group. We take it for every small group. We take it for our pastors. We take it for our church administration. We take it for KCM. We take it for every prayer person. We take it for every church member. We take it for everybody that watches on television, internet, or whatever. We take it. We take it. We take it. Woo, I see it, Jesus. He's a fire from the loins up and a fire from the loins down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. Ha 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 ha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Glory, glory,
glory. Ha ha, we've got the victory. We've got the victory. Yes. Ha ha. Ha ha. Woo. I see it. Thank you. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see it, Lord. Woo! I see it. I see it. I see it. Woo! You think Pentecost was something? Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Woo! And that looks like that which looks, yeah, ha, ha, no. Ha, ha, ha. That which looks so hard now will burn up in the fire. That which looks like such a trial, that which looks like such a difficulty will just be poof, 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 gone in a puff of smoke. Just gone. Just gone. Just removed. You won't have to even deal with it. It'll just evaporate away, just like smoke. It'll be gone. Ooh, we take it, Lord. We take it. 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 We take it.
Take it. Take it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody have something? Yes, come forward, please.
Pray for the men to become men of prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus. You know what, sir? You come up and pray, please. Since you're a man.
I do think that sounds a martyr.
All men.
Yeah. You're right. That is so
right. We far shrugged our purpose in life. As leaders, sometimes we've failed to be leaders in prayer. So now, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, I set apart men for prayer.
Yes.
We're called to be family leaders. We're also called to be family prayers.
Yes.
For family first, and then our church. It's a mixture of both. Church perhaps should be first, but family is in there, right there close.
Yes.
It's so close. Lord, I sanctify myself to be that leader in prayer for my family. For my family. Lord, I thank you that no word spoken in truth shall return void or empty.
Yes.
And so we fill up the hearts of men to get a place of prayer in their family.
Yes, yes, yes.
And in their church and in their workplace.
Yes.
That we would take the reins of opportunity to pray. Thank you for a healing in the hearts of men.
Yes, yes.
I thank you, Father, that they're not second-class family members. They are first class of the first order.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Father would take hold of the reins and control their prayer life and have it before you, Lord. Come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We sanctify and set them apart.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Kotabo shopara bodhi tabo kotiya yada boshi diada boshi kodi boshi lota moshia morata komarara shona morara bosho yada da boshi sara bosho lomana da bosho da boda da
dale vista kana
yada bosho ra bokora boshi
shomane kire komansa tile bashto. Thank you for it, Father. Father, we thank you for it.
Thanks.
And we do speak to the men of EMIC and command them to arise to the place of prayer and to take their place. Father, I know that because of the place you've given them, even if they say, bless our church, that's a big prayer. Because of the place of authority. Yes. Even if they say, bless my children, bless my wife, bless my family. Yes. That's a huge prayer because of the place of dominion that you have given to them. And Father, we pray that they would arise into that place and recognize the calling that you have given to them in this day and hour. Yeah, I know that, yes. That you are raising up Davids. You are raising up Davids from among the men of MIC, and every one of them will be a David. Every man. He won't be able to help it. He's got to be it. Because they're men that seek after you and know you and pray and know how to stand and pray and stand on the word and do your will. Yeah, I know that. Yes, thank you. I see it. Thank you. That they will do it. Now, Father, I thank you for this time we've had today. So marvelous, so wonderful. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for putting us over into places where we can never go by ourselves. Thank you for the work of corporate prayer and for all the dear people today that brought their supply, Father. Because without you, my brothers and sisters, it wouldn't have been the same. If just one of you had not been here, it would have been different. It would have been lacking. And so, Father, we are so blessed and thankful today to be here. Thank you, Lord, for the honor of working with these dear saints of God. We shall talk about it in heaven one day. We shall sit around and talk about the good times we had praying at EMIC. And Father, I thank you for that. I give you praise for it. I ask your blessings upon each one for a wonderful holiday, for rest and peace and strength and healing and prosperity. And we give you praise for it all in the mighty name of Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God, huh?
Glory.
Woo! Well, I'm running a little bit late. I'm sorry. We have healing school in here in a few minutes. So you all are dismissed. I want to thank you again for coming and your great participation. We could really tell it up here. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Regina has an announcement.
Lynn Hammond will be here December the 2nd from 10:30 to 12, and this is open to the public. So be in the sanctuary. So make sure you put that on your calendars. You do not want to miss that.
Monday, right? It's a Monday?
Is it a Monday? Yes. December the 2nd? Okay. Monday. Monday, December the 2nd. It should be in the sanctuary.
I think it's 10:30, isn't it?
10:30 to 12. 10:30 to 12. Yes. December the 2nd.
Not this coming Monday, but the next Monday.
Right.
Do you know, I'm assuming that since next week's Thanksgiving, we will not have Friday prayer.
We will not have Friday prayer. The ministry will be closed Thursday and Friday. Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions, announcements? Y'all are so wonderful. Thank y'all so much. Amen. Have a blessed holiday. We love you. My pleasure.